in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clara City.
Well, welcome to Prinsburg, Minnesota, for a first high school baseball game on the air. Bart Hill, along with myself, Dick Newman. Bart, it's not ideal, but they're playing ball.
It's always ideal when you're out playing. So, but yeah, it's about 58 degrees out. However, we got about a 22-mile-an-hour northwest wind. And luckily for us, we are off to the side by the concession stand, smelling the great burgers right now, but we're a little bit out of the wind. So if you do hear a little bit of the wind, we apologize for that.
Right. So, Lacaparra Valley coming off a 6-8 record from last year, Bart?
Yeah, 6-8 record, and Coach Darby Biragon's first year. They started off the season 3-0. And then ran into some struggles, and then lost the first game of the playoffs, and lost some games due to the inclement weather last year. But yeah. So this is a new year, and they've got a lot of people back, so they're excited.
They do.
And hope for a great season.
Okay, yeah. This is the first game for the Eagles, but Central Minnesota Christian played on Tuesday, I believe, here against Hancock, and Hancock won that ball game, I think, by one run.
Yeah, I talked to one of their coaches, and they had a 6-2 lead late and gave up runs in the last two innings and had a tying run on base, but they could not push it across. They lost, I think it was like 8-7, but lost by a run. So that's their 0-1 on the season, one game under their belt, and the Eagles, obviously, like you said, is the opener for them.
Yeah, and pretty veteran team for the Eagles. A lot of people coming back. They only played 14 games, and then they only played about 10 games in American Legion and Junior Legion. But the Junior Legion really had a great year for themselves. And so a lot of experience coming back for the Eagles.
Yeah, they returned basically their whole starting lineup. Most of their pitchers are back from this year or from last year as well. And on paper, they've got everything it takes, and now they just got to, you know, put it to use on the field.
So. Yeah, and we may start the game a little bit early, so let's go through the State Farm starting lineup, Bart.
All right, so here we go for the visitors, the Lacaparra Valley Eagles leading off shortstop Dylan Keimig. The pitcher today, Dylan Geiser, playing third base, Caden Molden, playing first base, Caden Mortensen, playing center field is T.J. Mitchell. Batting number 6 spot, playing left field is Davis Patzer. The second baseman today, Cale Benson. On number 8 spot, the catcher, Landon Weber. And then Peyton Rademacher will be playing right field. So they start 6 seniors in the lineup.
Wow.
with those three juniors. So a very experienced lineup. And then
you've got the coaching staff for the Eagles.
So the head coach is Darby Biragon, like we mentioned. He's assisted by Mark Bjornell, Josh Benson, Wyatt Halverson, and Braden Kittleson, who is the JV coach this year. And for the home team, the Central Minnesota Christian School Blue Jays, their 0-1 on the season, leading off the center fielder, Braylon Rimey. The second baseman is batting the second spot, Isaiah Zwart. The shortstop, Wesley Fousey, is batting third. The pitcher, Caden Demlo, is the cleanup hitter today. The left fielder, Peyton Meyer, will bat in the number 5 spot. Jake Versteeg, the third baseman, will bat in the 6th spot. Carson Meyer, the catcher, in the number 7 slot. The first baseman, Preston Demlo, will bat in the 8th spot. And rounding out the lineup, the right fielder, Tripp Slachter, will bat in the 9th spot. Their coaches are Jordan Doherty and Mason Demlo. The umpires, Dick, are talking with the coaches, going over the final messages and rules and any special things that they need to go over and reminders. And we're just about ready for game time.
And they are, they've introduced the Eagles. They're doing the starting lineup for the Blue Jays as well. They will send it back to the studio for as they have a quick prayer and then play the national anthem, and we'll be ready to go. All right. But.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway Pregame Show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. John Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Morris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Let us know. Okay, back here at Prinsburg, we just had a quick prayer and the national anthem. It's a wide open ballpark here. Looking down the third baseline, we don't know the dimensions, but there is a double fence out there, so it might be kind of a short porch. But it's not going to take any home runs today, I don't think, because the wind is blowing from left field to right field.
Yeah, it's a pretty strong wind, and like I said, we're blocked by the wind a little bit by this concession stand, but you get out in the open, and it's a really, really strong wind.
Well, don't know a whole lot about their team. They do have some good athletes, that are, especially in the, on that team. In the fall, they play soccer or cross country. In the spring, they have baseball or boys track. So, but they're a good athletic team.
All right, looks like the pitcher Caden Demlow is finishing up with his warm up pitches. He's pitching to Carson Meyer today, and just go around the field. In center field, Braylon Rimey, and second base Isaiah Swart. Shortstop is Wesley Fusi. We mentioned the pitcher. In left field is Peyton Meyer. Third base is Jake Versteeg. And the catcher was Meyer, and the first baseman Preston Demlow, and our right fielder Trip Slachter.
Okay.
And leading off for the Eagles, top three hitters, Dylan Keimig, the shortstop, Dylan Geiser, today's pitcher, and Caden Molden, the third baseman. And, you know, we've got stats from last year, and, you know, some of them are looking to improve, but here's what I'll say about the top two hitters in the lineup, Keimig and Dylan Geiser. They're fast, and they can put the bat on the ball. Dylan Keimig is probably one of the fastest guys you will see this year, and if he gets on base, he will have the go-ahead to steal. And with Dylan Keimig, or Dylan Geiser being a left-handed hitter, a great opportunity for hit and runs or get him to second in possible RBI situation.
Well, Caden Demlo is done with his warm-up pitchers. He's a big right-hander, big leg kick from the windup anyway, and we'll see how he does. They had a game on Tuesday. We don't know if he pitched in that. He's the starting pitcher for Princeburg to start the ball game. And here steps Dylan Kimig, right-handed batter, wears number 5 on his uniform. First pitch in there for called strike one.
Yeah, last year he batted .465, Dick. That's scored 18 runs. So he's electric when he gets on base.
Next pitch down low, so count even at 1-1. And it, when he gets on base, he could be in at third base in 2 or 3 pitches. He is so fast. Down low and outside.
Good eye on that one. A little breaking ball went down low. You know, this field is facing the same direction as the field at Lackawanna Valley High School. So the right fielder is not only dealing with that strong wind, he's looking right into the sun. Yep.
Next pitch is in there for a called strike. That evens the count at 2-2. At another curveball. Dylan has not swung the bat as of yet.
Well, he's going to have to know.
He is. Hopefully. Next pitch down low. Nice scoop there by the catcher, Meyer. So we go full.
That's right. Now, as a hitter, you want to make sure and don't leave it up to the umpire to make a decision here.
No.
Put the ball in play and see what you can do.
Yep. Here's in for the signal and wind up and the pitch. Way high, so starts off with a base on balls.
Just what the doctor ordered.
First walk given up by the pitcher.
We got Dylan Geiser up to bat now, left-handed hitter, batted .429. That's what I'm talking about. Their top of their order is loaded with some guys that can put the bat on the ball. Excellent lead by timing on first base.
First pitch is up high for ball one.
Well, and sometimes, too, with a guy in first base, you adjust your pitching a little bit. You're going out of the stretch versus the windup. And if they follow baseball at all, if they remember Dylan Kimig from last year, they know he's fast.
Yep. Next pitch is swung on and base hit off in the right field.
Got by the right fielder.
And Kimig is going to attempt to score. And the throw comes into the infield, and we'll get a double and an error on the right fielder.
Yeah. I'm not so sure they would have been able to send Dylan Kimig on that home because he was at first base and went down the right field line. The right fielder got to it in time, but it bounced right underneath his glove out to the wall. So, but the Eagles nonetheless do score the first run of the game.
As second pitch, Kimig, and another left-hander here is Caden Moulton, third baseman, wears number 25, and with runner in scoring position.
Two good pitches there.
Yep.
And, you know, he was no slouch either last year. They batted .400, so you look at the average of the top three hitters for the Eagles lineup, all well, or .400 or better.
Right. Working from the stretch now. In the dirt, a nice stop there by the catcher.
Now, there's not a lot of room between home plate and the backstop, so to score, you really need a carom. There's Mike Bredick, the man, the myth, the legend, just walking by us, and his wife Sue. And
they got by the catcher, and
nice job, good base running by Dylan Geiser at third base. You know, got by the catcher, went to the first base side along the fence, and that's the best place to take off running. And you know, he had a good lays,
and we'll call it a wild pitch,
correct?
So 2-0 here, and the count is 2-2 on the batter. Nobody out here. We're in the top of the first, and it's 2-0 Eagles. Swing and a foul tip, and the catcher holds on to it, so the pitcher, Demlo, gets his first strikeout.
Yeah, that's tough. You know, when you swing and get a little piece of it, it's hard for a catcher to hang on to that, but he did that. So first out, one strikeout for the pitcher, Demlo.
That'll bring up the number four hitter, and Caden Mortensen, a right-handed batter. He's playing first base today, where he wears number nine, and he loves baseball, as most of these ball players do. They really love the sport.
Struggled a little bit hitting last year, just batted a little bit under 200. Did have 11 RBIs, though, on the season, and got a lot of pitching in and an excellent first baseman.
One ball, one strike on the batter.
Yeah, they got to update the scoreboard here. They still have it left.
Next pitch is fouled down, out of play, down the first baseline and out of play. The bus was parked there before, and now he's moved it way back behind us. So one ball, two strikes here on the batter.
Scoreboard still reads two balls, one strike. It has for a number of pitches here.
Two and two now.
The umpire's not giving us a call either. That's still stuck on 2-1, so I wonder if they're having some issues with the scoreboard or what's happening. So, I guess we can't go by that.
Two runs in and nobody out. And a swing and a miss.
That was a lazy curveball, and he just got way out in the front foot and swung and missed. Brings up T.J. Mitchell, center fielder for the Eagles, batted 278 last year.
So after a walk and a double to score two runs, the next two batters put out on strikes, and that's called strike one.
Yeah, you look back to that ball that got by the right fielder in a wild pitch, thank goodness, because, you know, if he doesn't come through and get a hit here, they may now would not have scored. One ball, one strike. Now they still... There must be having issues with the scoreboard. It still reads two balls, one strike. I don't know if anyone realizes that.
We do.
We do, yeah. It has not changed since the second batter of the game.
Big right-handed batter and a great center fielder. He can really cover ground. Well, he swung on and fouled it down the third baseline.
Well, they got everything up to. Okay. So, one ball, two strikes. I got the balls and strikes are on the bottom of the scoreboard. They're a little bit small out there.
Yeah.
We can still see them, but they got it up. They got it right now.
Next pitch is hit between the third baseman and the shortstop. Third baseman went over to try to get it and it hopped over his glove.
Yeah, it really took a big hop, didn't it, Dick?
Yeah, it did. So, base hit for Mitchell. And that'll bring up Davis Batzer, the left fielder.
Yeah, Davis Patzer had a home run in his at-bat last year.
First at-bat,
and three innings later, he was complaining about tightness in his knee, and that was it for him.
Yeah. He did play some summer ball, though.
Yep.
And Mitchell steals second base. So,
and that's the other thing with a strong wind. It's going to be hard to throw down to second base, too. Boy, the dust is blowing in the Dust Bowl. I hope that's what it was. A good opportunity here for an RBI by Davis Patzer. A bit low. That's one ball, one strike to Davis Patzer, our left fielder. And we lost a hat out there. Center fielder lost his hat, and he just said, to heck with it, we'll get it tomorrow, and we had to clear a city. A little bit low, too. To Patzer. At two outs here in the top of the first inning, the Eagles have scored two runs already, the runner in scoring position. Quite a few fans here. Most of them that are sitting outside are all bundled up, heavy coats or blankets. What is that? Slow looping curve, Dick. That thing, you know. You can almost measure that speed with a calendar.
Two balls and two strikes. So anything close, Mr. Patzer, swing at it.
Got
with a curveball again, but not before they scored two runs on 1-2 base hits. There was an error and one left on base. So after a half inning, the score is Lacaparo Valley 2 and Central Minnesota Christian coming to bat. We'll be back after this.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your Telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
What are we going to do if it sprinkles a little harder?
Probably move in by the grill. Back here at Prinsburg, a couple drops of rain coming down right now. And first batter for Central Minnesota Christian.
Top three hitters are the center fielder, Braylon Rimey, second baseman, Isaiah Swart, and the shortstop, Wesley Fousey. 1, 2, 3, top three hitters for the Blue Jays here in the bottom of the first, with the Eagles leading 2-0, and now the rain is coming down a little bit harder here.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to attempt to slide our table over a little bit, so bear with us as we're calling this game and getting this stuff out of the way. There's a long foul ball down the right field fence. Okay. You might have to move that equipment over to this side, Dick. Otherwise, I don't know.
Yeah, I brought it along.
I don't know how you're going to hold on to it.
Right.
So we got 3 balls, 2 strikes. That pitch was high, so Dylan Geiser walked the first batter of the game for the Blue Jays. Apologize for that. It's starting to sprinkle out here a little bit, and we're trying to get in out of the rain the best we can. They do not have a press box, so we're literally out in the open. But we'll do the best we can and keep you updated as we're moving things here. So, but leadoff hitter for the Blue Jays is on first base. Got a left-handed hitter, number 2, Isaiah Swart, second baseman. First pitch is a strike by Geiser. Well, Dylan throws a fastball. He's got a curveball, a slider, and a nice changeup. And once he gets rolling, you'll see him. He will not be afraid to use all of those pitchers. He understands the game very well, knows which hitters are good. There's a nice pitch there. Number 2 hitter.
With the wind blowing the way it is, hopefully this will blow over. They said chance of scattered showers. Well, we're true with that.
Oh, there's a lot of people scattering when those showers came. That's maybe why it got its name.
Next pitch is swung on and fouled down the third baseline out of play. So the count
come down a little harder now.
Yeah, spoke too soon.
I think we're going to have to slide this equipment over here, at least get it the best we can, somewhat out of the rain, and cover it up if we can without it hitting anything.
Oh, no. Next pitch gets by the catcher, Landon Weber.
Whew.
So called a wild pitch.
Yeah. Well, it's really coming down. Everyone's making a break for it. They got umbrellas onto their vehicles. Get this out of the way.
And they're going to come off the field. So they are. Here's what we're going to do. It's raining anyways. We'll try to get out of this rain. They're going to take a little rain delay here while the rain is coming down hard. So we will call back to the studio.
We'll just stay on here. We'll take a commercial break, and then we'll give you an update of what's happening.
Right. So we'll be back after some messages from our fine sponsors.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Okay, we're back here after the rain delay. Teams are on the field. The batter is Pusley, and the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes on him.
Isaiah Swart, the number 2 hitter, is up.
Oh.
Yeah, he's still batting. So
okay.
The leadoff hitter blocked and got second on a wild pitch, and Swart was in the middle of his at-bat when they sent him off the field and barely got to the dugout, and they turned around and sent him back out there.
Here's a 2-2 pitch. And in there for called strike 3.
Nice pitch. That was a little slider, it looked like, coming breaking in on that left-handed hitter. Nice pitch by Dylan Geiser.
So Geiser with a walk and a strikeout, and here's Wesley Fusley, the right-handed batting shortstop team. First pitch by Geiser. Down low and outside. Nice stop there by Landon Weber.
Yeah. That's the first time, and I don't know how many times Dylan got a chance to throw to live hitters yet this spring, so it's always different when you get on the mound for keeps.
Ooh, way up high.
Yeah. He's wiping his hand a lot. I don't know if the ball's a little wet or what's happening. That one just slipped out of his fingers and was well high. Nice stop by Weber.
2 balls, no strikes. That one's in the dirt. Knocked down by Weber off his chest protector. He picked it up and did not throw it down to third.
No, it was a good jump by the leadoff hitter, Rimey. He read that as soon as it went in the dirt, he took off running, and no chance for Weber to throw him out. So with one out, they got a runner in scoring position at third base. And the number 3 hitter up, Wesley Fusey. Fusey. That one is high as well. 4 straight pitches on that one. Another walk by Dylan Geiser is the first and third. Now the sun is peeking out. This is really a strange day.
Maybe we can get back outside. Here's the pitcher, Caden Demlo, a right-handed batter. Takes the first pitch by Dylan Geiser up high for ball one.
We'll see if we can get this table dried out.
Runners at the corners.
Get it back out
with
here.
With one out. Side. Thank you. Got people helping us wipe the table off here. Guys are a little bit wild here.
Yeah.
With pitches up high.
Yeah, really.
Might be overthrowing a little bit.
other than the number two hitter, he's really been out of the zone and not really close.
Two balls and no strikes here, too. Next pitch is in there at the letters for called strike one. Two balls and a strike. Pitcher against pitcher here. Into the stretch. And the pitch up high. Three balls and a strike.
No, it's ball four.
Ball four.
Yeah. Just really uncharacteristically of Dylan, he's really missing. So now with that third walk of the inning, that loads up the bases for the Blue Jays with their cleanup hitter up there. And Coach Bjorgan's going to step out on the mound and give some words of encouragement to Geiser. And been in this situation a lot of times. And you just, first of all, want to ask how they're doing to see if there's anything that you may not know about. Sometimes you just say, what do you think you can throw for a strike here? What's your best pitch? Let's try that. Remind the defense, base is loaded, and you've got force outs all around. And Dylan's thrown a lot of innings over the years, so he's an experienced pitcher. And being a senior this year, you hope this is where he steps up and bears down a little bit, and he can get for sure this next batter out and take one batter at a time. But number five hitter up, Peyton Meyer, the left fielder. Again, that one was high as well, Dick. So struggling a little bit.
Yeah.
Since that strikeout, he's thrown eight of which have been balls.
They're at the letters, a tie, but one count is even at one ball, one strike. Working out of the stretch. Tony Smith walked by us.
Oh,
hi.
Nice.
Gets by Weber, he hustles back, and the runner on Rimmer on third base, like Bart said, it's not a long ways behind the plate to the fence.
Two things happened. One is Landon Weber got out of his stance quickly to get to the ball, and Dylan Geiser covered home real quick. So there really was no chance for Miami to score from third. He would have been out had they made a play.
Next pitch is swung on and fouled. Out of play, that pitch was probably down at the waist, so Geiser brought the pitch down, count even at two balls and two strikes. Nobody out here, bases loaded.
Runner at second base has a huge lead.
Next pitch is down in the dirt, so we go full again. It's the fourth full count of against five batters. So the stretch and the pitch, called back, stuck in the fence.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to try to jump and get that one.
No.
That one's stuck up high on the top of the fence. But we'll do it all over again. Full count, base loaded.
Nice pitch there by Geiser.
Yeah. At this point, I think he's just trying to throw it across the plate.
And a ground ball to shortstop. Kaimake throws it to Benson at second. For the force out, so RBI put out for Meyer, and on the play, Remy comes in to score the first run for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, it was really wasn't hit that hard. The infield was playing double play depth, so Kaimick picked that ball up, tossed it to Benson, and the runner at first base actually made a nice slide, Caden Demlow, and a nice slide in second base, and so Benson had to come off a little bit and didn't have a chance to even throw it, but nonetheless, he would not have had him anyway.
No.
So first and third, he got a huge jump. They're going to go early break, and they got him. Excellent. Nice play. So they did an early break. The runner at first took off right away. Dylan Geiser calmly stepped off, fired it to Kaimi at second base, and made a quick tag on the runner before the guy at third had a chance to score. So it was caught stealing.
With one run on no hits, there were no errors, and two left on base. After one complete inning, new score, Lacaparo Valley 2 and Central Minnesota Christian 1. We'll be back with the top of the second inning after this.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Bex, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Bex and Ridgeview Seeds.
T&D Barnwood Rustics, Tom and Delight Ludvigson says whether you're in need of a last-minute gift, decor for your home, new furniture, or custom woodwork, they can do it for you. It's appointments only at T&D Barnwood Rustics, so give Tom and Delight a 605-695-1246. That's 605-695-1246 today. That's T&D Barnwood Rustics, Tom and Delight Ludvigson, owners.
Hey, back here at the Princeburg, the Eagles will send up numbers 7, 8, and 9 batters. A little wet here. The rain is over for the time being, I guess.
Yeah.
We're sitting down on a wet chair, but...
Okay, first pitcher's a strike. You know, he's not throwing particularly hard, and he's got that nice slow breaking ball, and our hitters are really out front on those.
Next pitch up high, so we're even at one ball and one strike. Benson playing second base today. He's a senior, one of the seven starting for the Eagles. Oh, there's a line drive single out in the right field over the second baseman's head. So nice base hit there.
Yeah, so in 2024, every time Cale Benson gets up, he gets a hit.
It's the third hit for the Eagles.
Yeah, Cale was batting 192 last year. I didn't get that in. I had to take my phone out, and it was a little bit wet. But yeah, Landon Weber, the catcher, is up now. He batted 308 last year, first pitch swinging.
It's an off in the right field.
Spectacular catch.
I don't know if the right fielder saw it, and the second baseman went a long ways to catch that ball.
As Isaiah Swart, oh my gosh, because that wind, like we mentioned, is going from the left field corner to the right field corner, and it looked like a routine ball to second base, but as you know, the wind pushed it and pushed it and pushed it, and he ran it down and made a basket catch. Nice play.
Up is Peyton Rademacher. First pitch is swinging and hits it foul ball out of play on the first baseline. He is a senior as well and the number 9 batter, so top of the order with Dylan Kaimick on deck.
Well, Peyton batted 211 last year for the Eagles.
Oh, there's a curveball in there for called strike two.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough pitch for the Eagles to hit. If they can sit back on it just a little bit, maybe push it to right because it's really breaking the inside on the right-handed hitter away.
Another one that curves outside.
That didn't miss by much. Just a little bit low.
One ball, two strikes.
Cale Benson not particularly fast at first base, but he's a smart base runner. He's got a good lead, so never know.
Next pitch is swung on. Big hop. Goes right through the hands of the second baseman for an error.
Yeah.
Big hop, and I don't know.
Well, right between his legs.
Yeah.
It was not going to be hit hard enough for a double play. Peyton Rademacher moves pretty good. But, you know, he looked like he was just going to catch it and throw it to second base, except when he went down the field, it went right between the wickets.
Second error for the Blue Jays, and that'll bring up Dylan Kaimick, top of the order, who walked, stole second, and scored on a double by Dylan Geiser outside for ball one.
Yeah, the top three hitters for the Eagles all batting 400 or better last year, so they've got the guys they went up with a couple ducks in the pond.
Yeah, ball two. Couple Eagles... they can swim, too, like ducks.
That's right.
Takes a big swing, fly ball, and it's going to Oh, boy. It probably started out halfway to third base, and it ended up almost back to the backstop.
Yeah, it was.
The catcher, the pitcher were circling the wagons there. Yeah,
it landed about halfway between home and the backstop, and it was a playable ball, but both the pitcher and the first baseman took off towards the third base dugout.
Yeah.
And they had to retreat and backpedal, and neither one of them could come up with a play. So new life for Dylan Kiming.
Yeah, two balls and one strike. Runners at first and second. Benson at second, and Rademacher at first. Curveball, nice stop again by the catcher. So three balls and a strike.
Mentioned Dylan Kiming batted .465 last year as a sophomore on the Eagles team.
He's a fun one to watch on the bases, too.
Yes, he is. Get an extra base hit, and he can fly.
And ball four.
Well, he's got the bases loaded.
Back-to-back walks for him.
Guzzer doubled his first time up, and then it got by the right fielder and allowed Kiming to come all the way around to score. And Guzzer rolled into third base, and heads-up base running scored on a wild pitch that did not go very far.
First pitch in there for called strike one.
Guzzer last year batted .469 for the Eagles, scored 14 runs at 12 RBIs. That was tied for the lead for the Eagles last year.
Next pitch, they hit caught the corner coming in.
Yeah, and that's
at the letters.
Dylan liked that one. It was a slow curveball, but it looked like it maybe was outside. The catcher caught it outside.
Next pitch. In the dirt, but Benson stays put at third. Nice stop by the catcher. Had no choice, right off the chest protector.
Yeah. It bounced about 2 feet in front of home plate. Still an excellent opportunity for Dylan Guzzer. We'll see if he can put a ball in play and try to push another run across for the Eagles, leading 2-1 here in the top of the second inning.
Swing and a miss.
With that curveball. They're just a little bit over swinging on that pitch.
So one out here. Bases are still loaded with Benson at third. And Rademacher at second. And Kiming at first. And that'll bring up Caden Mortensen. He was a strikeout victim first time up.
Yeah, Caden Moulton.
Caden Moulton. My bad.
Yeah, that, you know, you look at Demlo, the pitcher, you know, we had second and third, and other than that, or I mean, guy on third, and other than that wild pitch, we would have not scored that last inning, but now he's got another strikeout, so he's had four strikeouts.
Yep.
Already, with guys in scoring position, he's doing a nice job.
First pitch outside, fastball.
I think the first one was in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes.
Okay, my bad.
Well, it's... I've got a speaker and a pole in my way here, too, so I'm trying to look around all that to see the action going. But at least we're not rained on.
Little fly ball to the third baseman.
Yep, that was just a little pooch shot to the third baseman, easy play, so we left the bases loaded.
No runs. There was a hit. There also was an error, and three left on base. After inning a half, same score. The Eagles 2 and the Blue Jays nothing. You're listening to High School Baseball right here on Q92. We'll be back after the bottom of the second inning after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
Back here at Prinsburg, the Blue Jays will send up numbers 6, 7, and 8, as they are hitless, but they did score a run.
Now, the Eagles had an opportunity that last inning with just bases loaded, one out, and they just could not push across the run there.
Well, Geiser had a little trouble with the control of the first inning, and let's see if he can do a little better job second inning.
Yeah, last year, you know, he threw 34 innings for the Eagles at 45 strikeouts and just 19 walks. And so it's uncharacteristic of him to have multiple walks in an inning, let alone loading up the bases with walks.
Here's Jake Versteeg, the third baseman, takes a big cut at the first pitch. So Dylan may be finding the success from the mound. And as Bart mentioned, not being outside a whole lot, probably the first time they've been throwing from the mound. Next pitch was down and low, and
nice little pitch.
Ball one and ball two here. So yeah. Two balls and a strike.
There was that little slider, and it's a nice pitch, but it was just a little bit low. I thought maybe you could catch the little part of the strike zone.
There, nice fastball by Dylan, and swing and a miss, so down even at two balls and two strikes. Sega, right-handed batter. We go four again.
That umpire's, well, he's been fair for both teams, mind you.
Yeah.
He has given nothing right at the knees. I know Landon Weber back there was holding that catcher's mitt up there.
Next pitch is fouled back out of play.
He helped us out there. That
down
was
on the right field line.
Up by the shoulders there,
yep.
So would have been ball four. So now you got to take advantage of that, Dylan, and set him down.
Wind up and the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three.
Yeah, that was a good fastball right
yep.
down the middle.
Yeah. So second strikeout by Dylan, and that'll bring up Carson Meyer, the catcher. Right-hand batter.
He's done a nice job back there catching, stopping
yeah.
a lot of pitches.
Oh, nice curveball in there for called strike one.
Well, sometimes you just got to find a rhythm. Sometimes it takes a little while, so we'll hope that Dylan can do that now.
Next pitch is up high, count even at one ball, one strike. Here.
Okay, good call.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Ooh, that looked awful good from here. It was.
Yeah, I might have been upset if that wouldn't have been called a strike. Oh, I would have been. I might have.
One ball, two strikes. Oh, and he swing and miss it. What do you call a foul ball?
I don't know what he's calling. He swung and missed. It got by the catcher. There's no one on base. He must call a foul.
Must have been a...
Okay, must have got a little piece of it, I guess.
Okay, two balls and two strikes then.
With first base open, you know, you're a live runner. You can take off.
Yeah.
On the third strike, but he must have fouled it off.
Well, now we go four again.
Yeah, 2-2 on all. Well, I don't know if that's correct. Now that foul ball will be two balls, two strikes. Nice.
Well, now it's strike out.
Yeah, again, he didn't mess around. Just see that fastball, put a little zip on it, blew it right by the batter.
Preston Demlow, the first baseman, another right-hand batter. In there for called strike one.
And
now he's playing with the corners now, and he's got a little velocity on that fastball.
Yeah, he's looking more like the Dylan that we're used to.
Yeah.
And he's working quick, working with pitching with confidence. And
as a freshman, he got some innings in,
yeah,
and he missed his whole sophomore year.
Don't make me repeat that diagnosis he had, because it's a medical word that's really long and hard to pronounce.
My grandson had the same thing.
Yep. A 2-2 count with two outs here. Bottom of the second, 2-1 lead.
Put him in the books. There he did. He had a snapper ball down inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. That completed two innings here in Princeburg. Score remains Lacaparo 2 and Central Minnesota Christian 1. We'll be back after this.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
Back here at Prinsburg. 2-1 score here. The Eagles will send up its numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters.
Mortensen, the first baseman, Mitchell, the center fielder, and Patzer, the left fielder.
Sounds like runs to me.
Sounds like runs to me.
All right. And the sky is still pretty cloudy, but don't see a whole lot of darkness in left field where the rain came from before. They said scattered showers. Well, that was scattered drenching for, that was a short delay of game, but it came down pretty hard.
Yeah.
So, Caden Mortensen leading things off. He struck out on a 2-2 count first time up.
Yeah, that pitcher, you know, his go-to pitch is that slow curveball.
Yeah,
he doesn't throw particularly hard with his fastball either, but that curveball is so slow, they're just way, way out in front of it.
Outside and low for ball one. Next pitch, swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Inside.
Well, that is his best pitch, and he said that through two innings he had thrown 45 pitches.
Next pitch, outside, or outside and low. Got somebody standing right in front of us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're by the concession stand, so there's people lined up to get concessions, and but we're out of the wind the best we can be.
Swing and foul back to the fence. Yeah, we don't have much of a view down the third baseline.
We'll have to stand up here. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Leadoff hitter in the third inning, a 2-1 lead for the Eagles Camden Conference matchup. That was
shoulder high, but it was called strike three.
Yes, it was. That was kind of like a knuckle curve, and it was well off by his shoulders. I know Caden Mortensen was not happy with that call.
He's got 5 strikeouts now. They'll swing that bat, though, with 2 strikes.
Yep. T.J. Mitchell up to bat. He singled, had a nice hard single his first time up.
It was stranded at second.
Yep. There's another this time to the shortstop, though. Low throw and gets by him. But not enough to get Mitchell down to second base. So, again, hit the ball hard. That's an error on the shortstop, yep. A low throw. But we always tell the kids that if you hit the ball hard, things can happen. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. That's a third error for Prinsburg.
We'll see.
Here's David Patzer. He was strikeout victim first time up. Mitchell might be off. He stole a base last time up.
Yeah, he's got a big lead. Did not go that time.
First pitch to Patzer is in there for called strike one.
The other thing is with that pitcher throwing a lot of slow curveballs gives you a better chance to steal. I would really anticipate Mitchell going here with one out. Got a big lead, and there he goes.
Well, yeah.
Catcher didn't have a chance. It was a curveball blown away, and he just, you're not going to be able to throw a guy out in that situation. Plus, he got an excellent jump. So it's like last inning, he's at second base deck, scoring position. A couple of chances to knock him home here.
Next pitch is hit in the air. Right center field. Both center fielder and right fielder going for it, and drops in there for a double. And gets by the relay person.
Mitchell came all the way around to score.
Yeah.
It was probably on a normal day. That might have been a routine fly ball, just a little bit to right center, but that one really pushed it in the gap.
I think it was like a two-hopper and hit the fence, and, of course, Mitchell was flying. They did a nice job getting into the shortstop, the relay guy, but he held on to it.
And here is Benson up.
They're going to send him, too. And they held him at third. So another hard hit by Cale Benson, single to right field. And Patzer got to third base. They thought about sending him, and they got the relay in quick, so they held him up and sent him back to third base. So first and third now for the Eagles, one run in already.
And back-to-back hits.
Nope, leading 3-1 here in the top of the third inning with Landon Weber up to bat. See if they run any first and third situation here. I know Coach Bjorgan likes to be aggressive on the base pass. We'll run that delayed steal. And Weber popped up to the second baseman his first time up, and there it is, a little delayed steal, and they're not even going to make a play on him.
Yep.
So stolen base for Cale Benson. Second and third now. With just one out here in the top of third inning, leading 3-1. Good chance to add to the score here. You're into 8 and 9 hitters.
Landon Weber flew out to the second baseman first time up. Nice catch. He had to run a long ways.
Yeah, he was a good shot. One ball, one strike to Weber. Looks like the infield is playing back for the Blue Jays.
Well, third baseman's about on the grass.
Yeah. But the first baseman is back.
Yeah.
Second baseman, shortstop. So they're going to probably concede the run here.
Two balls and a strike here on Weber.
Patzer's got good speed.
Three balls and a strike.
Got Peyton Rademacher's on deck. He's the number 9 hitter, right fielder. So if there's some strange double play, he'll come up with a chance to knock in a run.
Oh boy, that was high.
High.
Wow.
You let us have a high
full count. So you get another high pitch, you better swing.
My gosh. Wow.
Here's the pitch. Okay.
Well, it was inside.
All four of it. So the bases are loaded with Patzer at third, Benson at second, and the walking Weber at first base.
Well, the pitcher, or the coach for the Blue Jays, is going to call a timeout, talk to their pitcher. I think he's just reminding them of the situation. So we got the bases loaded, just one out here. It's the top of third inning. The Eagles are leading 3-1. Number 9 hitter Peyton Rademacher is up to bat with an excellent chance.
He reached on an error first time up and was stranded at second.
Yeah. So this is the opener for the Eagles. Central Minnesota Christian played on Tuesday and lost to Hancock by a run, so they've got a little more game experience. But
well, they're back to position. They keep the same pitcher in, Demlo, Caden Demlo. He's, after this inning, he'll be approaching over 60 pitches in 3 innings.
Yeah.
You want to get the 15 pitches or under every inning if you can.
That's always a good goal.
Yeah. Okay, one out here with the bases loaded, and
the ball got by the catcher.
Rademacher
going to score. Nice job. Boy, there's, to score on a pass ball or a wild pitch in that situation when the fence is pretty close to home plate, you got to have a good jump and you got to read that. It was that outside pitch that hits the dirt. We've seen him do that a couple times, and Patzer did not hesitate. Of course, he's got excellent speed, so he scored standing up.
Yep.
It'll be a wild pitch to score him.
Yep.
But it also advances.
Whoa, another one in the dirt. No place for the runner at third to go.
No, that one, the catcher got a chance to block it. It wasn't too far away, so it bounced in front of home plate.
So Benson at third now, and Weber at second. Rademacher with a 2-ball and no strike count. Next pitch, he hits out of bounds, out of play, down the first baseline. So, was it 2 balls?
Two balls and a strike, yep.
The runners on second and third.
Way up.
Well, we got a courtesy runner. Looks like Baxter Calloff for the catcher, Weber, running out second base. That is who that is out there.
Little ground ball to the pitcher. Gets it. And the runners have to stay. So he, Rademacher is out 1-3. And Dylan Keimig coming up for the third time. Not an official at bat as of yet. Walked in the first, stole second, and scored on a double by Geiser. And walked in the second inning and was stranded at first base. Strike one to him.
Yeah.
And he followed back.
If you hear me repeating that big looping curveball, that is his best pitch, or the most used pitch, I should say. And so far, we haven't been able to put a barrel on that ball.
There it is again.
Yeah.
He called it again. Those are high pitches, though.
Yeah, it is.
Used to letting those go, but he got a swing with two strikes.
We'll see if he comes back with a curve and three straight pitches now. That's a fastball.
Nice stop by the catcher again.
Yeah, that was.
He's earned his pay today.
Yeah.
Already in 2+2 2/3 innings.
Cale Benson on third base. But the two outs are off with any kind of contact.
There's that curveball and hit out in the center field. And the center fielder going back and to his left and makes a nice running catch.
Yeah, he played that wind really, well.
Yeah,
because first he was going to go to his right, but he realized it was the wind blowing, and he stopped and ran to the left and made it look easy.
But not before one run. There was two hits.
We got two runs.
Two runs, two hits, and was an error, and two left on base. So new score after 2.5 innings. Lacaparra Valley 4 and Central Minnesota Christian 1. We'll be back with the bottom of the third inning after this.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota high schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
A new pitcher here for Lacaparra Valley. Bierneld in there to throw. The book is complete on Dylan Geiser. Two innings pitched, no hits, one run. It was earned. Three walks and three strikeouts, total 42 pitches. So good start for him.
Yeah, I'm sure he would have liked to maybe go one more inning, throw a few less pitches, but it's early. They've got another game on Monday, so that Bjornheld, he ended up throwing the second most innings last year, 32 innings. He had a 1.97 ERA, struck out 29 batters in 32 innings and walked 16. So we've got the number 9 hitter, Tripp Slachter, is batting for the Blue Jays here, leading off. Their bottom half of the third. You're just joining us. We're in Prinsburg for Camden Conference Baseball, and the Eagles are currently leading 4-1 in the bottom of the third inning.
Tripp was up when the Blue Jays tried that quick steal, and he did not have a pitch thrown at him.
Oh boy, I thought that hit him in the arm. I was going to say it hit his bat. Sure didn't sound like it hit his bat, but. We'll call a foul ball on that, so one ball, two strikes. Whoa. Gosh, I sure look like him in the arm. He kind of shook his hand, too.
Curveball?
Well,
we've seen it all game long. Why not?
Yeah,
I was called strike three, a curveball, but pretty high.
Yeah. Well, he's been consistent.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
Up by the shoulders. I'm sure it's frustrating as a hitter. And, you know, we don't want to talk too much about the umpires because there's such a shortage of officials in every sport. A lot of times they get criticism and unjustly. So we're glad they're out there. Without them, we would not be having a game.
That's right. Well, here's Rimey, Breedlin Rimey. He walked and scored the only run so far for the Blue Jays. And it's one ball and one strike on him.
Yeah, he didn't
have strikeouts for Geiser. He had four. He had one in the first, and he struck out the side in the second. Next pitch is fouled back.
They're all looking up. I didn't know if it was coming our way or not, but apparently not. Greg Brock is throwing pretty hard. He's got a nice curveball, too. It's typically all he'll throw. And he's shaking off Weber, so we'll see what kind of pitch he's using. Oh, there's that curveball, and he got him looking.
Okay.
He just loves that pitch. So we got the back-to-back strikeouts looking.
Yeah, that's an upside down, backwards K.
Now going back to the second inning, that's five straight strikeouts.
Yeah,
by the Eagle pitchers.
Well, here's Isaiah Smart. He was on the full count. Went down looking first time up. What if you can hear the wind blowing in our microphone? It's still windy out here.
That's right. First pitch, curveball, strike. Left-handed hitter is Swart.
He's their only one in the lineup. So, one ball, one strike here.
The sun is shining now.
It is.
Still windy, but at least it's no rain.
We're playing baseball.
That's right. That is
nice pitch. That's the curveball. Comes in there on the outside corner to that left-handed batter.
Yeah, it's a fairly quick breaking ball. It's not a slow looper like Demlo's.
Ooh, that one is swung on and gets by Weber.
Yeah. Go down as a strikeout with a wild pitch. Threw it. It broke sharply into the ground. The batter swung at it, and it just caromed off the left side of Landon Weber, went back to the backstop. The runner alertly took off running and got to first safely on the strikeout. So technically now we've had six straight strikeouts. Now when he is on first base with a wild pitch. Leslie Fusi, the shortstop. There's that high pitch again. It's funny watching both sets of hitters. They're just kind of shaking their head, but you always have to adjust to the umpire, no matter whether you like it or not. And he's been consistent on that high one.
He has been.
Nice job by Bjorn Hill. 0-2 now.
Mixing pitches up. That was a fastball.
Yep. It looked like he's got pretty good velocity today, too.
Yep. Next pitch. Nice. It was low and outside, and Weber slid out there and got it.
Yeah, he did a nice job getting out of his stance to stop that from getting to the fence.
Lacaparo has always had good catchers, thanks to Mr. Josh Benson.
Yep.
Two balls, two strikes.
You don't realize how valuable they are until you have one that's not very good.
That one's hit hard, but the wind is taking it out of play.
I think it bounced on the highway.
Rademacher.
Or like seven blocks from the highway.
Rademacher giving chase, but ran out of heel stick. Two balls, two strikes here to the batter. Oh, another outside pitch and ball three. So we go full count. This is Bjornholm's first full count of the game.
I'd like to see him come back with that fastball. It's got a little zip on it. They haven't touched it yet.
Stretch. And the pitch.
There it is.
There it is.
Right down the middle.
Wow.
Pitch.
Can't argue on that one.
No runs, no hits, no errors, and one left on base. I mean, it's a strikeout and on a wild pitch. So we've completed three here in Prinzburg, and the score remains Lacaparo Valley 4 and Central Minnesota Christian 1. You're listening to High School Baseball right here on Q92, and we'll be back with the top of the
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minneota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minneota.
Back here at Prinzburg, the Eagles will send up its numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters. Dylan Geiser, Caden Molden, Caden Mortensen.
We got a new pitcher for the Blue Jays.
Okay.
Braylon Rimey is now pitching. He was playing center field before, so I've got to check to see if the pitcher went out to center field or not. It looks like he may have gone out there. Can get that update between innings here. Actually, I think he might have went to second base. Huh? All right, so anyways, we got guys who are going to lead off for the Eagles here. Officially 1-for-2 on the day.
In there for called strike one.
If you're just joining us, the Eagles have a 4-1 lead here, batting in the top of the fourth inning over in Prinzburg, Camden Conference Baseball action.
Next pitch, down low. Down even at 1-ball, 1-strike. Look is complete for Demlo. I'll give that between pitches here. Next pitch, outside for ball two. Demo threw three innings, gave up three hits, four runs, three were earned, three walks, and five strikeouts. Total of 45. Let's see. Well, he had more than 45. He had 63 pitches.
And Dylan Geiser draws a walk there. Just saw one strike, so that'll bring up the number three hitter, the third baseman, Caden Molden, officially 0-for-2 on the day. Struck out his first time up and had a little soft pop fly to the third baseman his last time up. So he's looking for his first hit in 2024.
There's a bunt down the first baseline, and a nice sacrifice bunt.
And that was darn close to, he was darn close to beating that out.
Yep.
Pitcher did a nice job of hopping off, had to go to third base side, picked it up, and turned and fired. Perfect strike to first base to get Caden by a half a step.
I think Geiser was not off with the pitch. He could have rounded second, gone to third, had he attempted to steal there.
Yeah, it was just a straight sacrifice bunt.
Great.
High pop up by Mortensen, number four hitter, center fielder is racing over. He made it look a little difficult. That wind really took it at the end there. So one pitch, one out for Mortensen. So two down brings up the center fielder, T.J. Mitchell. He hit the ball hard twice, 1-for-2 on the day. Singled, stole the base in the first inning, was stranded and reached on an error in the second inning or third inning and came around to score.
So two out here. Now Mitchell singled in the first and then reached on an error and scored in the third.
First pitch strike to TJ. That helps. Ball bounced over the catcher. Wild pitch allows the runner, Geyser, to go to third base. We'll see if Mitchell can drive him in here with our fifth run, leading 4-1 here in the top of the fourth inning. Boy, I know what I'm doing after this game, Dick. I am heading to get a hamburger. We've been teased all day long.
We have been. Low and outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. DJ, really a good defensive center fielder.
Oh, that one looked like it was right down the middle. But
three balls and one strike. DJ steps out for a second. Don't see the batters doing that much.
No, and you're supposed to keep one foot in the batter's box in high school baseball. They don't really like kids stepping out anymore.
Ooh, half a swing. Well, let it go. Ball four.
Good eye by TJ. That was low and outside, and yep. He hasn't been calling that pitch anyway, so I would anticipate they're going to do something here, possibly the first pitch, a little first and third, especially with two outs. Like I mentioned, very aggressive base runners. They love that delayed steal, so I'd anticipate that. The catcher is giving the defensive signals to see what they're going to do here in the case of a stolen base.
Here's Davis Batcher at the plate. One for two, a strikeout and a double on an RBI. And there they go.
Just a straight steal on that by TJ. Get him into scoring position.
That's his second, third stolen base. So, Ducks on, or Eagles on the pond here with two outs. So, crack of a bat, both runners will be going. And ground ball to the shortstop. Ooh, he backhands
nice
it.
Play.
And he throws it wild, and both runners will score.
He made a nice backhanded stop and got up the throw, and he just threw it one hopper up the line to run all the way to second base. So he'll reach on that air, no RBIs with two outs.
Yeah.
But it does play two more runs for the Eagles, 6-1 lead now.
Two in the first, two in the third, two in the fourth, and another Eagle in scoring position for
Rock Bjornell. He entered the pitch here this last inning, and he'll be batting for in Cale Benson's spot. Cale was 2-for-2, by the way.
Yes, he was.
Base. That ball was low, one ball, one strike, I believe. I think it is one ball, one strike. Sometimes we get people to go in the concession stand and they're blocking our view, so.
Outside.
Yep, two balls and one strike. So. Nice chance for Bjornhild to get his first hit and his first RBI for the season. There's a stolen base by Patzer. Now they had no chance to get him. He took off early.
Three and one.
Stolen base. He scored on a wild pitch last time. Got a great jump on the ball. He's on third base again with a 3-1 count.
Oh, there's a good pitch.
Yeah.
Really good pitch.
Full count. All right. Still up to bat. Full count here. A hit will score Patzer.
Ball four.
He might just take off for a second. Well, we've seen him before a lot of times in his first and third on the very first pitch. They're maybe checking for a courtesy runner for our pitcher here, and that will be Tyler Earp will be running for Brock Bjornell, the first and third situation. Tyler's got great speed, so again, another situation where I would anticipate probably first pitch they're going to run something, try to get him in scoring position.
Next steps,
Landon Weber, the catcher. I got first and third, two outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Eagles up 6-1. Pitcher steps off and doesn't make a throw.
Second walk given up by the chair.
A pretty good lead. Didn't go on that pitch. A little delayed steal, but they're going to throw it to third base, and they will not get Patzer at third base. So a little delayed steal by Earp at first base. They didn't make play on him. Tried to do a pump fake to see if they could get the runner on third to get too far off. He did not. He did not bite on that. So second and third now with two outs. And Weber up to bat with a 1-0 count. There's a shot to right field, and that'll be a base hit. And that's got
one run in. Here's two more. So a two-run single by Weber.
Makes the score 8-1 now in favor of the Eagles.
And up steps Rademacher.
Got Baxter Koloff is running again at first base. Courtesy runner for our catcher. Rademacher officially 0-for-2 in the day. Hit a ground ball to second baseman and went between his legs, and then he hit a ground ball back to the pitcher. That's run out of first base. He's looking for his first hit too on the year. He batted 211 last year. Had a couple of doubles. That's one thing the Eagles did not have a lot of extra base hits last year. They had 17 doubles, just one triple, and two home runs. Looking to hopefully make a difference on that today. Big lead. Now he's going. Had a huge jump out there by Koloff. Easily got into second base. One ball, one strike to Rademacher. Two outs here in the top of the fourth inning.
Eagles have stolen seven bases so far. Next pitch is swung on, and tomahawked up, but he hit it hard. Out in the left center field, that'll drive in. Koloff, and he's going to try to get a triple out of that. And
that was a deep shot out to left center field, and the shortstop ran it down, probably two hopper, almost hit the fence and threw it to the cutoff. And Peyton was going to try to stretch it into a triple and was thrown out by about 5 feet.
Give him a double and two RBIs, so two more runs scored in. Scored. Making it a six-run inning. Six runs on... Two hits. There was an error. And one left on... Nobody left on base. So, after 3.5 innings now, the Eagles exploded for six runs that inning. They now take him to the bottom of the third, a 10-1 lead.
Oh, it should be nine.
Nine?
I don't know. We only got five runs.
Okay, five runs that inning. My bad. We'll take this break. We'll come back with the bottom of the fourth inning after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
Back here at Prinsburg, the Blue Jays will send up
number 4, 5, and 6 batters. Aiden Demrell will lead things off. He's now playing second base, I believe. Or is
he was a second or center fielder, yeah. He was a pitcher. He's, might have been him out in center field.
Okay.
I should go get the official.
That's all right. And he grounded out to the shortstop first time up. Second inning here for Bjornholt on the mound.
He actually struck out 4 batters.
Yeah. Yeah.
One reached on a wild pitch. So we've had 7 consecutive batters have struck out for the Blue Jays now.
1 ball, 2 strikes. On Demrell.
Batter called time. Brock was taking a little bit too much time up there. He's got a pretty good fastball and throws that curveball. It's a little quick breaking curveball, and he'll throw it at any time. He threw it there, and it bounced in the dirt. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning here. Eagles have a 9-1 lead.
9 runs on 8 hits, no errors, and 4 runners stranded.
Oh. I thought he called that a strike. He just was asking his partner for help.
And the Blue Jays, 1 run on no hits and 4 errors. 4 costly errors. Nobody left on base.
Go back to a full count here.
Yep. Ooh. That's been a call.
It has. It's been called before, but
first walk given up by.
I jinxed us. I said we had 7 straight strikeouts.
Yeah.
I walked them. That's my fault, listeners.
Here's Peyton Meyer, who reached on the fielder's choice and was stranded at first in the first inning. Right-handed batter. Called strike 1. Next pitch is hit out of play. Got houses right down the first baseline with that wind. Some of those balls could be running into or bouncing into the house, the siding or whatever. So struck out Meyer.
Brings up the third baseman, Jake Versteeg, struck out his first time up at runner first base.
4 strikeout there for Bjornholt.
Going to be a chance, to be fair. Fly ball to right field. Peyton Rademacher got an excellent jump on that. Not only is the wind blowing out there, but he's looking right into the sun. And he made it look easy. Out number 2. Brings up the catcher, Carson Meyer. Struck out his only time up. First pitch is high to Meyer. And if you're just joining us, 2 outs here in the top of the fourth inning. Eagles leading 9-1.
In the wind. Ball high, so 1 ball, 1 strike. Grass is really greening up here with that rain last weekend or earlier in the week.
Two balls, 1 strike now to Meyer. Demlo's on first base after his walk.
Ooh. Hmm. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
I think we got 3-1. He called out a ball, so 3 balls, 1 strike.
Now it's full count.
Full
count with two outs, the runner at first will be off on the pitch, so Caden Mortensen is backing up. No sense holding him. He's going anyways.
And ball in the dirt gets by Weber. And runner was off on the pitch, but he stayed at second.
Yeah. Landon did an excellent job. He gets out of his crouch very fast and said it's not very far back, maybe 12 feet, 14 feet behind Landon is the backstop, so you could easily get that if you hustle.
Second walk of the inning for Bjornholt, and he's got four strikeouts as well.
Number 8 hitter, Preston Demlow, first baseman up. He struck out his only time up. First pitch is in the dirt. Ball 1.
In there for called strike 1. Now he's got a little more velocity this year than he had last year.
Yeah.
Another fastball right by the batter.
Got to be careful on that. He didn't really pause on that pitch, but nobody said anything.
Yeah. Ooh, there again.
There's going to be a house. So try it over again. One ball too small.
Pause. Very good. Swing and a miss for strike 3.
Oh. Always tag the runner. That ball is in the dirt. Nice block by Landon Weber. And he alertly tagged the runner. Strike 3.
No runs. No hits. No errors. And 2 left on base. We've completed 4 innings here in Princeburg. And the score remains Lacaparra Valley 9 and Central Minnesota Christian 1. You're listening to Eagle Baseball right here on Q92. We'll be back with the top of the 5th inning after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Camby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Camby.
All of your family's eye care needs are found under one roof, Heartland Eye Care Centers. We welcome patients of any age, from pediatrics to geriatrics, from our comprehensive eye exams and vision correction to our management of age-related eye diseases. Heartland Eye Care Center wants to help you see our world as clearly as possible. Our warm and friendly doctors believe that personalized care is as important as the latest advances in eye care. We're Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Camby, and Dawson.
Back here at Princeburg, Dick Newman along with Bart Hill, bringing you this game. Eagles need a couple runs to get the 10-run rule. You can't count your chickens before they're hatched, but they've put together a couple, well, two in the first, 2 in the 3rd, and 5 last inning. So,
yeah, they've done a nice job of...
And we're not going to... Knock on wood, but the pitching staff has got a no-hitter going.
Now you just blew it.
Well, I didn't tell anybody else. Players don't know that.
Oh, they know. Yeah, Caden Demlow did go out to center field.
Okay. Well, here we have a third time up for Dylan Kymick. He has not been up officially as he walked and scored. Oh, yeah, 0-for-1. Flew out to the right fielder, so. And foul ball, first pitch.
It's somebody's car.
Oh, I parked way on the other side of the tennis court.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That was a submarine pitch, and it went about 12 feet over Dylan's head and behind him. The pitching coach is probably going to say, don't use that one again. And the pitcher is out there laughing.
1 ball, 1 strike. Inside. Is this the same pitcher?
That should be number 6, yep. He played center field and just switched for the center fielder.
Two balls and a strike. Ooh, there was a shot past the third baseman. And look at
got
time to go. Look at him go.
Yep. Just bounced over his glove a little bit. Hard single out there, and that's all it took to get Kimig down to second base.
Oh, boy.
So singled in an E on the left fielder. Oh, we got to do a shout-out to Kurt Baldwin. He's in his truck driving. He goes a lot to South Dakota. He's Pierre, South Dakota. So he's an avid baseball fan. Used to drive the bus for the Eagles.
Yes, he did.
And so, Kurt, give the old semi-horn honk for the old Eagles.
Well, here's Dylan Geiser. Takes first pitch, ball one. That's a fifth error on the Central Minnesota Christian. And the way that ball was hit, it didn't take much time to get out the left fielder.
No, that was definitely a hard hit ball.
Ball two to Geiser. Geiser is one for two officially. Got a double and a strikeout and a walk so far.
And done a little bit of everything.
Yep. With two RBIs. Next pitch up. Oh, he's
got a three ball count.
No, he went around the to throw to second. Almost threw it into center field.
Yeah.
3-0.
Yeah, that's what the scoreboard says. I got two gentlemen in front of me, so I can't see it anymore. That must have been because that one's right down the middle. He just took it for first strike.
Strike one. The stretch and the pitch. Oh, nice swing there by Geiser. Right on it, but full count. Can't hit them all, I guess.
Mentioned batted 429 last year, led the team with 12 RBI.
Next pitch is swung on.
Ball.
And popped up in the air. Whoa, is he going to get it? Yeah. Third baseman almost on the mound catches that pop-up.
Yeah, the pitcher looked up and is like, oh, he just ran off the mound.
I don't want to be part of that.
Normally would have been a routine fly ball probably to the third baseman, but it blew all the way back right in front of the pitcher's mound. A nice catch by the third baseman. I believe that's Jake Versteeg. That's tough in this wind.
Yep.
For the first out.
Here's Walden.
He bunted his last time up. Sacrifice bunt. Nice bunt. Almost beat it out. We won't be seeing that this time now.
No. 0-for-2. Struck out and flew out to the third baseman. And the sacrifice fly is not an official at bat. Ooh, there's a nice swing.
Got a hard cut there.
One ball, one strike. Down low. Two balls and a strike. Shortstop trying to keep Kimig away from stealing third.
Which we've seen Patzer do already. Quick runners and...
All three.
3-1 count. Got a left-handed hitter, so it makes it a little easier for the catcher. You don't have to worry about a right-handed hitter in a batter's box trying to throw it down to third base if the runner would steal. So,
ball four.
It was well out of the strike zone. So,
but so Walden picks up his first walk of the game. So third by
we got a pinch hitter. Braden Danzeason's up to bat now.
Okay. For Caden Molden or Mortensen.
He went through a couple shoulder surgeries and not quite back 100% yet. But you weren't gonna stop him from being on the team.
Nice big cut there.
Yeah. Good time for him to get an RBI in his first at bat of the year.
Yep.
Loves baseball, great kid. And
up high.
You got one ball and two strikes? No, it's 1-1. Yeah.
1-1.
That's right in my book, so
umpire agreed with me. One ball, one strike. And always trust the scoreboard. Well, he took off on that pitch and made it down to third easy, a double steal there.
Pitch was in the dirt, and Kaimig was going anyway.
Yeah. He had such a big jump that they weren't going to get him. So two balls and one strike. I've got a chance for two RBIs. Come on, Braden. Throw the third base, but the third baseman wasn't even covering, so not sure why he did that.
Eagles with 10 stolen bases.
Oh, well, they're aggressive. We know that.
Yeah.
It's one thing when you play like Powell Valley, you've got to play defense. They will put pressure on you.
Ooh, that was a shoulder high, too, but called a strike.
Yep, that was that high pitch. Which is kind of ironic. You look at where the umpire, he gets down pretty low, but he hasn't been calling the low ones, and he's been calling the high ones.
So.
All right, way to hang alive. Another one off the neighbor's house. Just joining us, the Eagles are at 9-1 here in the top of the fifth inning. Got a couple of runners on with one out.
Pitch. Nice stop again. So I think we're at full count again.
I believe that's what we have.
Full count.
You got to protect up there now. We know that the umpire likes that high strike zone. Get the ball out there someplace. Got great speed on third. He can score a run. There's it is. Just like what the doctor ordered.
Oh, can he beat it out? Yes, he did. An intro base hit. There he goes.
Well, you know, he hit that hard.
An RBI.
Yeah, he hit that hard. The shortstop actually did a nice job. He had to go, you know, to his right side, and he stopped the ball, and he wasn't going to get time to get home, and Molden alertly stayed at second base because he would have been out at third. And so without the throw there, they didn't have a choice, and Braden Danzeason picks up his first hit and his first RBI
in
2024.
Yep.
Got a runner at first base.
First and second. Or first. Molden was still a second. First and second.
I think we've got Brendan Sherb running at first base, pinch running, that would be, because it's not a courtesy running situation. Trying to see if that's a number 23 out there, and it looks like that could be him. And
John's son, huh?
Yes. He's got a big lead. They're not holding him with a runner on second base.
Back in the day when John was in high school, he was a very, very good baseball player. Very good. But I knew that he would be a very good runner. So I talked to Dave Nibby and said, talked to John and his dad and said, he can play Legion baseball, but better off doing track, and he did.
Okay, the pitcher was going to throw over to first base to try to keep Brendan Sherm close, but as if you're listening, I said they're not holding him at first base. When he stepped off the throw, there was no one there. The ball went all the way to the fence. Molden scored easy. Sherb is on third base. An error on the pitcher. Another run in for the Eagles.
So that should be 11-1.
11-1, and in case you are wondering, they do have a 10-run rule. You have to be ahead by 10 runs if after 5, unless you're the home team, then you don't have to bat in the bottom of the 5th.
Yeah.
Well, that hit him. I thought maybe not.
Nope.
But T.J. Mitchell up to bat. For 2 on the day, single, stolen bases first time up, reached on an error, stolen bases second time up, walked, stolen base the third time up.
Down low.
Oh, 3, I think. 3 balls, no strikes. Mitchell, senior center fielder. On deck is Davis Patzer.
Ball 4.
Now with a 10-run lead here in the 5th inning, I don't know if those will still be aggressive on the base running. We got a timeout by Jordan Doherty, the head coach. We're going to talk to him. We'll see if they make a pitching change. If they do, we'll go to commercial break, but we'll wait and see what's happening.
It looks like they are going to make a pitching change, Dick, here.
With that, we'll take this break. We'll be back with more high school baseball after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full-service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience? All their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender. Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Okay, back here, Jake Versteeg on the mound now. And up the bat, number 22, and that is...
We don't have a 22.
We don't have a 22?
No. Well, he doesn't have it on his list. I'll remind him,
okay.
Coach Bjorgan, afterwards.
Who is it?
It's Braden, Baxter Kalloff.
Baxter Kalloff.
Oh, did he get him? The first baseman was off the base, and it was like he was trying to find a dartboard with a dart with his foot, but he got there just in time.
But not before the Eagles scored three runs on just one hit and left one runner on base. There were no errors and one left on base. So, after 4.5 innings, the new score is Lacaparra Valley 11, and Central Minnesota Christian has won. We'll be back with the bottom of the fifth inning after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-99. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located at 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located at 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Back here at Twinsburg, Bart Hill, along with myself, Dick Newman, and do we still have Bjorn out on the mound?
Yeah. Oh, no, Caden Mortensen.
Caden Mortensen. Okay. The book is complete for Bjorn out, going two innings, no hits, walked two, struck out five, and threw 51 pitches. So, pitchers have done a great job, but they've thrown a lot of pitches in 63 for Geyser and 42 for
60 for Geyser and 51 for Bjornhill. Here's Mortensen.
Okay, Tripp Slaughter. He's a number 9 hitter. Right fielder for the Blue Jays here. They need to one run to advance.
Yeah. Fair ball.
It was literally almost a base hit because it rolled right down the line and hit first base, and Bjornhild had to scatter to pick it up, and he got there just in time for the putout.
Three unassisted.
Bring up the top of the order, Braylon Rimey. He was pitching, now he moved back out to center field defensively.
Hit in the air in center field, and the center fielder going over towards right field and hauls it in, and that's D.J. Mitchell.
Ken Acorn. Right. Blue Jays are down to their last hitter. They need a run, otherwise this game will end via the 10-run rule.
And Mortensen has got two outs on two pitches. And here is second baseman, Isaiah Schwartz. Left-handed batter, the only one in the Blue Jays lineup.
0-for-2 officially. He did reach first base on a second strikeout as it got by the catcher on that wild pitch. It was a string of 7 straight strikeouts by Eagle pitchers.
I thought that...
One ball, one strike, yep.
I thought that car horn honking was for the Eagles. But someone pushed the wrong button. 2 balls and a strike here. Next pitch, nice pitch there, and batter was way out in front of that curveball by
now they're down
Mortensen.
To their last strike.
Yeah.
Let's hope it's a strikeout. And there it is.
Yep, and he went. So Mortensen,
1-2-3 inning.
Pitched one inning with one strikeout, and 6 pitches. So, Central Minnesota Christian in the 5th inning scored no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. And due to the 10-run rule, the game is over. Lacaparo Valley with runs on 9 hits, no errors, and left 4 runners stranded. And Prinsburg, Central Minnesota Christian, no runs, and here it is.
Here it is. You didn't jinx us.
It was a no-hitter for the Eagles, and no errors, or they committed 5 errors and left, 2 runners on base. So, winning pitcher would be Bjornhild, I guess.
It would be the middle pitcher, yep. Relief.
Each team threw 3 pitches. We'll take this break. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show after this. Well, I would say either.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 325-987-536 for Madison Healthcare Services. Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. Crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups.
Okay,
it is because
back here at Prinsford, Dick Newman along with Bart Hill were trying to get our scoreboards square away and come up with the Neon Needles performer of the game and the Ag Cooperative.
DJ.
The Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. Plus Cooperative Play of the Game, so... Go ahead.
Well, I'll just go through our stats here.
Sure.
So offensively for the Eagles in the leadoff spot, Dylan Keimig was officially 1 for 2, scored a couple of runs. He also walked twice. We had Dylan Geiser officially was 1 for 3. He scored a couple of runs. He had a double in the first inning.
But I'm going to go back, and another big stat for the Eagles was stolen bases. Keimig had 2 stolen bases.
Okay. To the stolen bases. We've got Caden Molden, officially 0 for 3. Braden Danzeason came in a pinch hit, and he had an RBI single in the fifth inning. TJ Mitchell was officially 1 for 2, but he also walked twice, so he reached base all 4 times and had 3 stolen bases today.
And made a nice catch in center field.
Made a nice catch in center field. Davis Patzer had a double. He was officially 1 for 3, scored a couple of runs. He had an RBI. Cale Benson was 2 for 2, and he had a stolen base before he came out. And Landon Weber, he was 1 for 2. He had a 2-run single in that fourth inning where we scored 5 runs. And then Peyton Rademacher was 1 for 3 with a double. So we've got the Ag Plus Cooperative Play of the Game. We're going to give it to Braden Danzeason, who came off the bench. He's been dealing with some injuries, came off the bench, is only at bat. And he had an RBI single. And our Neon Needles post-game show Subway Player of the Game is T.J. Mitchell, the Eagles center fielder. Like we said, he singled, stole bases first time up, reached on an air, stole second base his second time up. He walked, stole second base his third time up, and he walked his fourth time up. So he reached base all 4 times. And we'll get a headset on him. Dick, do you want to do the honors, or I can give it to T.J.?
Yeah, you can give it to T.J. Well, you've been waiting a long time for a ball game, and you got one in, but my goodness, that wind was something else, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really windy. It was really weird, too. We got a little spell of, like, hail or sleet almost for, like, an inning, so that was interesting, but we managed.
That was the quickest rain delay that we've ever seen. I mean, it came down really hard for a minute or two,
but
we had to move almost into the concession stand, and then all of a sudden... Here, everybody's all ready to play again.
Yep.
And you made a real nice catch. You had to run a long ways for that, too. Anything that was hit on the left side of the ballpark, either in the air, either towards left field or center field, you had to go run a long ways to, in your case, to right center field to catch that. So,
yep. Yeah, the wind was really a big factor. CMCS kind of struggled with it, too. We hit the ball really well, and, you know, they just made mistakes, and some of them were due to the wind.
They had 5 errors in the game, and then how many pass balls or wild pitches for the 11 runs. I think there was only, you know, five or six of the 11 runs were RBIs. It was just for plays that they couldn't make. But you get the player of the game. We'll get a T-shirt out for you, and congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll get Coach Irgun on the microphone, and I'll get you a T-shirt when Bart can get back here,
sure.
too.
So. I would like to shout out one player,
sure.
though. I got to give it to Brock Bruno. He played really, really well coming out of practice and just seeing what he's been doing. He's put a lot of work in the offseason, and it's really nice to see, you know, pay off for him.
We both remarked, Dylan Geiser and Brock have increased their speed on their pitches. Dylan had a little trouble finding the strike zone at first, but I don't know if the pitchers have thrown off the mound yet this year. They settled in there, and Brock did a nice job. You're right.
Really did. Yeah, coming into this game, we hadn't taken any live at-bats, so it was nice to get a fresh look at that, and I think the team really, really did well with that.
Well, you go to three games next week, starting on Monday, I believe. So, and then the home opener, we're crossing our fingers, knocking on wood, that we'll get the playing surfaces ready.
Yeah.
But we got to get the announcer's booth hooked up and everything, the concession stand, the bathrooms are working, but a lot of work has been done on that Madison Memorial Field. So
it'll be fun.
That'll be on Thursday. So,
sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Congratulations again. Bart.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank,
Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
624 here at Q92 Radio.
In the fight against hunger, women farmers could move the needle if they had a little help. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
In this International Year of the Woman Farmer, a global hunger initiative known as Feed the Future is advocating on behalf of women farmers globally. It's a mix of governments, nonprofits, and private enterprise. Dina Esposito works for USAID, a government agency, and with Feed the Future.
In the last decade, where Feed the Future has worked, we see poverty, hunger, and child stunting declining by 20 to 25%. Children's diets improved, clear.